Hi, everybody. During the months of March and April, we are highlighting the work of Rios to Rivers in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
Rios to Rivers inspires the protection of rivers worldwide by investing in underserved and indigenous youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and support them in their development as the next generation of environmental stewards.
Founded in 2012, Rios to Rivers programs have connected 234 underserved and indigenous students from 20 endangered river basins in 7 countries. The programs have included students and community leaders from 21 indigenous nations.
Rios to Rivers envisions a world in which youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and tribal communities are equipped to become the next generation of passionate leaders for healthy rivers and communities.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support Rios to Rivers this March and April. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information.
The grocery store.
The grocery story.
You have a grocery story. You certainly have a grocery story.
I do.
Tell us about your grocery story, specifically at the Kroger near New River Gorge.
Should I lie down on the couch for this? I feel like that's exactly what it is.
Well, so we were in New River Gorge for the time in March of
2021. We had just been vaccinated fully at the time.
Yep, that's right. All four of us on the trip because our friends Brian and Tino were with us.
Yep.
And we're in New River Gorge and there's a grocery store around the corner from where we were staying. It was a Kroger.
Yeah, it was a Kroger. I think we were all still living we're definitely wearing masks even though we're vaccinated life. There was a lot of discussion about that on the trip and before the trip, which was like, I felt like we were very aligned in that, which felt very good. But we had to, after our first day of hiking, which included kind of doing the boardwalk trail and then the
The Canyon Rim boardwalk trail.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then the scenic drive and then Long Point.
Right. We needed to find sustenance because we had brought some food with us, but we had to go to the Kroger and the liquor store as one does when they're with friends on a trip.
That's right.
So the Kroger was an experience.
Okay. Why was it an experience for
you? Well, I think I was still very triggered by COVID and very anxious about vaccination rates in the state that weren't that high at the time.
Yeah.
And so I think even though being vaccinated, there was still that like anxiety. I think we walked into the store and like it was a pretty full grocery store because it was like an evening on like a Saturday.
Yeah.
And basically no one was masked.
Nobody was masked.
There were very few people. There was also someone that just had
the employees
gun holstered on their side. So that was like that's not something we're used to in the Northeast.
So this manifested in Brian and Tino and I and Mike, we all, went through the grocery store and we found all of our groceries. And
I felt like it was like supermarket sweep. Like how quickly
I don't remember
can
it
we get
being,
in and out?
See, what's funny is I don't remember that being the
Maybe
vibe.
That was just my panic
at
in my
the
brain.
Top of this visit. And I say that because we went in and I felt like, we were like, okay, let's grab this. We're going to grab this. We're getting this. We know we're doing this. Okay, let's do that. Like, we weren't like casual about it,
no.
But we were.
There was a plan.
And then we got to checkout and you were
like
doing the work. And like, we're in the self checkout. And like, Mike, literally in the self-checkout,
I became a Lidl cashier.
You were moving at a speed that was uncomfortable for everyone around. Literally, I looked over at Brian and I was like, what? And Brian was like, why? And I went, he's creating his own urgency. I can't participate in it right now. I was like, yeah.
This was like full tilt mania.
I was like, sometimes this sister does that and she just creates her own urgency.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up to you and I went, I just want to remind you that there is no one around, that the only people who are in your vicinity right now are the three of us. I said, and like, and you're okay. There's no one waiting to use this.
I'm pretty sure I responded in the way that you responded to me when I checked on you on Angel's Landing.
That was
exactly, don't touch me.
Exactly the energy. And I was like, okay, all right. And I just turned to Brian and Tino and went, I think we just gonna let her do her thing right now. And
girl, did I put those records on.
And then we went outside and you took your mask off and you were like, and it was like, okay, you can breathe.
I can.
And everything's okay.
Yeah.
And we got in the car and it was like, do you want to talk about it? And you were like, there was that guy with the gun on his belt. And then there was the, and I went, yeah, this is West Virginia. This is where we are now. Mm-hmm. You were like, and it was like, okay, all right. You're in it.
I was in it.
You're fully in it.
I was.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Looking for adventure, I want to follow on the trail, or get a little lost and let the wind fill my sails. Get up when the stars still fill the sky, don't wake the sun. There's so much to be done, and the day has just begun. Go where the postcards are real, you can feel, you can open your eyes and open your heart when you gaze at the national park.
Father, you'll follow you there.
At the national park.
Father, you'll follow you there.
At the national park.
Follow you, I'll follow you there.
We would like to acknowledge that while hiking and visiting the land, also known as New River Gorge National Park, that we are on the traditional and stolen lands of the Monoton, Yuchi, Shawanwaki, Shawnee, and Tutelo peoples.
Last we covered in our New River Gorge trail episodes, we have had the privilege of being able to visit New River Gorge twice, mm-hmm. on two separate occasions with two different groups of people.
Right.
We went in the spring of 2021. With our dear sisters, Brian and Tino.
Mm-hmm. And their dog, Shay.
And our little sister, Shay. Mm-hmm. And then we went in the fall with Brad Ryan, Grandma Joy.
His friend, Jess. And his gigantic schnauzer, or giant schnauzer, Evan Williams.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Because Evan Williams also has a last name.
Yes.
Therefore, in our episodes about these trails, sometimes we have done these trails twice. And so you will hear a little bit about both perspectives from each time we were there.
Yes. This is one of those episodes, which is Sandstone Falls.
Okay, so it was the spring. We were with Brian and Tino, and it was our second day.
Right. We had gotten back after grocery store panic from me, and we made a lovely dinner. We just vegged out. There was definitely hot tub times that were happening.
Yes,
it was like relaxation station. And I think we sort of made a pact with one another that it was just going to be like, we'll get up when we get up. Like, there wasn't urgency in our hiking, I think. It was,
right.
Sometimes there was like, we'd like to get to a place by now, but it was more of like, we weren't really setting alarms for ourselves. It was more of just like, we'll wake up and see what happens. And,
that's right.
You know, which people would start moving around.
So this is a little bit new for us, because typically when we travel, we hike early and hike often. That's
right.
The slogan of the show. So we are up at 5 at least, and headed out onto a number of different trails.
Mm-hmm.
But as you do when you travel with other people, you have to consider other people's sort of, you know,
vibe, schedule,
how they like to, you know, leave, and
what their morning routine is like.
All of those things. Because we sort of have established for ourselves like what a trail day looks like for us. These are expectations.
Mike
that
wakes up at 4, he boils the water, scalds you awake.
Scalds me awake.
And then we're on the trail by 4:30.
By 4:30. It was really nice actually to sort of go like, all right, great. We're just gonna, because I think part of this for Brian and Tino specifically was like, I know that they were interested in doing trails, but they weren't interested in doing like, let's do like 18 mile
right.
days of trails.
Which
you
is
know?
What is our typical.
They are like down for long trails,
yeah,
but they are also down for downtime,
right,
and self-care time, which we learned a lot from them on this trip.
We
about
did.
A lot of that.
We did.
For that, we're very grateful.
Right. On the first day that we were there, we basically got to our cabin and we left Shay at the cabin. But on this day, Shay was going to be a participant in our journeying.
Our little sister was going
to
come.
Which was very exciting. So when we decided on what to do today, we decided that we were going to take a considerably long drive out to the Sandstone Falls area. This took a little while to get out to from where we were staying. We knew that there were other things that were in that area that we could do because we were kind of earmarking for not just Sandstone Falls, but for a bigger hike that we could all do together.
Right.
So we were kind of like seeing what would make the most sense. And this area seemed to make the most sense.
So we all piled into the car with Shay in the back seat and we headed off. Now, from where we were staying, which wasn't too far away from the Sandstone Falls exit off of the highway, mm-hmm, right there where you access Sandstone Falls, we did know that we were signing up for a little bit of a drive.
Yeah.
So we take the exit off of the highway and the first thing we do is head to the north side of the exit,
mm-hmm,
because we had heard that there was a visitor center here and there were conflicting things on the internet about whether it was open or not due to COVID.
Right.
It was not open.
No. It looked beautiful.
Oh, I would love to go back.
Right.
We didn't get to go into it last time.
Like native plantings that were happening, like,
oh, yeah,
in prairie sort of style plantings. So good for pollinators, but we did not go to this visitor center.
Good for pollinators.
Good for pollinators.
We decide to head over to the falls, which is on the south side of this exit.
Right.
We continue in the car, and immediately when we're driving, as we get to the south side of this major highway, we're riding along, and to the right is the New River down below us,
mm-hmm,
down, yeah, a
we're
slope.
We're very high at this point.
We're very high up, and the river is sloped down to our right,
mm-hmm,
and then it's just mountains sloping up to our left,
mm-hmm,
but it's like the road is following along the embankment of the river.
Yeah.
But the road is high up.
Yeah.
This was our first glimpse at Sandstone Falls. Sandstone Falls isn't a tall waterfall, like, say, a Yosemite Falls. However, and this is directly from the NPS, it is, quote, the largest waterfall on the New River and spans the river where it is 1,500 feet wide. Divided by a series of islands, the river drops 10 to 25 feet. Sandstone Falls marks the transition zone of the New River from a broad river of large bottomlands to a narrow mountain river roaring through a deep boulder-strewn V-shaped gorge.
The NPS continues, quote, Sandstone Falls was created by the powerful flow of the New River, eroding the soft conglomerate rock layer that lies below the hard sandstone layer from which the falls gets its name. Through eons of time, as the river washed away, the conglomerate beneath the harder sandstone, the precipice of the falls, and the great boulders below were created. The falls are still a dynamic geological environment, as slowly but surely the falls, through time, are advancing upstream.
So we can see these falls immediately to the right. It isn't like a, as we explained, a tall waterfall. It's a short waterfall. But we can see the change in the river immediately. The mm-hmm. river is at one sort of height,
mm-hmm.
and then it's at a different height.
Yeah.
And you can see the transition happen.
As we're driving, we're kind of in clearly a very woody area of this embankment along the higher part of the river, kind of the mountain slope that we're sort of driving downward to get to river level. And we notice that there is a little pull off that allows you to have an overlook of the falls. So we did stop there for a minute. This kind of broke up the drive a little bit. It was kind of nice to be able to do this now because I feel again, there wasn't a lot of foliage on the trees yet. So there was a clearer view of the falls from above. And you're very, very high up here. So it's kind of a bird's eye view. It was really fascinating to be able to just take this in from this level because we knew when we got to the falls, we were going to be, or assumed we were going to be very close to them. This was just a greater vantage. And, this vantage is just repeated along the roadway as we were kind of inching our way down towards the river. We're really seeing the river from such a bird's eye view, which is cool. Shay gets out of the car with us. We take a minute. There's like a stone wall that you can walk up to, and we kind of hang there and take some photos and like meander around this little jut off, which there were other people at too. And then we got back in the car and continued driving down towards the river level.
We see across the river that there is another road along the other side. Based on the map, we put it together that we're essentially going to have to make like a giant U-turn and end up over on that road in order to access the Sandstone Falls area. We continue driving along the east side of the river, headed south. It was a little bit curvy. It was a little bit up and down. Mm-hmm. There were houses on, you know, sometimes sloping down to the right, sometimes over to the left. Mm-hmm. As we are driving down the east side of the river, the name of this road is 20.
West Virginia 20?
Yes,
probably
like that.
Okay.
It passes through quite a few communities. Mm-hmm. Brooks, Barksdale, and then it finally gets to this adorable little town called Hinton.
And Hinton is basically the town at the bridge, essentially, because that's where we're going to be crossing to the other side of the river. And it was a cute little town. It's sort of, the road took us down kind of through neighborhoods, and all of these houses were very much so on hillsides, built, I feel like, cantilevered into the hillsides. Eventually, we got into the downtown area of Hinton before we ended up having to cross the major bridge that crosses the river there to get us to the other side.
Crossing that bridge brings us into another little town called Brooklyn. The other thing that this does is, as we turn right to head up to the Sandstone Falls area, this is literally the southern tip of New River Gorge. Mm. The most southern part. There is another area off of like a tributary of the river called Bluestone State Park and Bluestone National Scenic River and also Pipestem Resort State Park. They're a little south of here, but mm-hmm. they are not part of technically the New River Gorge National Park area.
But there is one thing to note too while we're just on the topic. There are a lot of smaller state parks and state preserves that surround New River Gorge, because we had looked into that as a possibility on our way out one day, is hitting some of these smaller parks. We just didn't have the time to do it.
Because this is a recreational destination.
Yeah.
There's so much to do in New River Gorge.
And we've mentioned the surrounding area, yeah.
And we mentioned this in the last episode, but that includes rafting, zip lining, fishing.
Mountain biking.
Swimming.
Yeah.
History gandering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I gander at history and it ganders back.
So we begin making our way up the west side of the river. The number of the road is called 26. We're headed up 26. Basically, like now mirroring the east side that we went up before.
But at river level. But
we're way closer to the river this time.
There are homes that sort of dot the left side of the road. Nothing's really on the right side just yet, but that does happen eventually as we get closer and closer. One thing I did notice, and I think this made a lot of sense too, especially on the season that we were there, when we were there with Brian and Tino, but the river was high.
Yes.
And it was rushing. That was just kind of impressive to see how high the river was as we were making our way now along the banks of it, as opposed to being so much higher. Like it felt a little bit more in real time. We could kind of see how quickly the river was rushing. As we do continue to drive down, we do enter into an area that feels a little bit more like a one-way road or just a one-lane road. And this is where there are some small community on both sides of the road where the river is pushed out a little bit more from the roadway. Eventually, you come to it. It doesn't even feel like you're going to like a park space, because it does feel like you're just driving through community here. But eventually, you do hit the end of this road, which brings you to like a roundabout parking lot, which is the Sandstone Falls visitor area, so where you get to experience the falls themselves.
Some information about the New River. The New River runs about 320 miles, and it starts in West Virginia, and it snakes its way all the way down into Virginia, and then all the way into North Carolina, when it actually forks off into the North Fork New River, and then the South Fork New River. So at this spot in the New River, we are much closer to the top of the New River, the mouth of the New River. And this is just one of the many areas that the New River flows through, and one of the areas where many communities depend on it as a water source.
So similarly, this was something that we ended up doing with Brad and Grandma Joy and Jess when they were here, when we were there with them, and it actually ended up being the morning of our second day as well. So it was like a very fun, we were living in repeated time here, yes. Which is very, very funny.
Synchronicity.
Synchronicity. You know, after we had done Long Point Trail, we were looking for something that was a little easier to kind of move about on and something that was going to be, that was going to give us a lovely view, but not something that was going to be incredibly taxing. Just something that was a little bit nicer paced. And this was something that we had recommended because Brad sort of tapped us for a lot of information because we had done the trip that previous spring. So we sort of became the guides for them in some ways on this trip. We took our time, made our way over to Sandstone Falls in a very similar fashion, repeating history, and got there. And just like with Brian and Tino, quote unquote, geared up, which really wasn't too much, and headed off on the trail.
And with that, let's take our first break. Hey everybody, we are actively planning our hiking for this year, and so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about, we're marking them up, and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them, and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon travel guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon travel guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon travel guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. All right. So we're playing a new game.
Great.
The new game is called I Don't Get the Appeal.
Yes.
We played a lot of this.
I forgot about this.
Because this was a new game we invented on the trails mm-hmm. at New River Gorge.
Yeah.
So you come up with a category and each person has to come up with one thing in that category that they do not get the appeal of.
This is sort of like unpopular opinions, I feel yes. like. Yeah.
It's like unpopular opinion, mm-hmm. but it's just a little more specific.
Yeah.
So Mike, choose our first broad category.
Oh, broads. holidays.
Holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. St. Patrick's Day. I don't get the appeal.
Yeah. Can you tell me why?
Mostly because it just feels like an excuse for like not just drunkenness, but like salacious drunkenness and sort of like chaotic. It's like, let's not just like imbibe, but let's like get blacked out and in a way that is like unsafe.
Destructive.
Mm. That's the word I was dancing around. It's like destructively chaotic. And I'm like, no. I don't besmirch anybody who participates. And if you're Irish and you're like, this is how I celebrate my heritage. Okay, that's great. But I don't get the appeal.
Not for me. For me, it's New Year's.
Mm.
I feel like I've always been anti-New Year's. I'm like, who cares? Every day is a new year if you think about it. Just like in my broad, blasé pessimism.
Not wrong about that. No, but that's also just science.
It is true. I just feel like, again, to your point, who wants to stay up that late and just, be an ass about it?
Right.
I'm also just like, no, I don't care to like participate in this nonsense. I feel like it's like overblown and overhyped. And I feel like it's often not as fun as it's billed to be. That's my clearly trauma around
clearly. Clearly. So, I'm also going to say this, like the fireworks, like no.
Yeah.
No, it's the birder in me. It's just like, it kills birds. They scare dogs. Yep. Like, it's just not a good idea.
Bad for the environment in general.
Terrible. Yeah. Let's just move on from fireworks, everybody.
Great.
Move on from them. Okay, our next category for I don't get the appeal. Snacks.
This is hard because I really like snacks.
I know I do too.
So here's what I'll say. And I think this is more of candy, but I'm going to just like go with it. And I do enjoy them, but I'm just like, I don't want a bag full of these like gummies. Like I want a gummy like once in a blue moon. And I'm not talking about like a cannabis gummy. I'm talking about like, you know, like gummy bears or like gummy worms or gummy sharks. I'm like, I'm not a fruit candy kind of snacker. It's chocolate all the way for me. Or something that's like, you know, has like nougat or caramel. Like that's what I want to like deal with when I'm snacking on candy. Cause that's what I do. I'm a candy snacker. But yeah, I don't like gummy as like, I feel like there are people that build religions around gummy, like candy. And I'm like not one of those people.
What about a Swedish fish?
They're fine, but like I don't need a bag of them.
Okay.
Like just like dots or, you know.
I do love those.
Yeah.
I do love a gummy-ish type of candy that doesn't have too strong of a flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like one that's not as bouncy or spongy.
Bouncy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Respectable.
Great.
Mine is hard-boiled eggs as snacks. Nope.
Snacks? Are we talking about like deviled eggs? Or are we talking about like...
No, deviled eggs, I understand.
Hard-boiled eggs.
I'm talking
that
about...
you're eating on the bus.
A like wet bag of hard-boiled eggs that you can buy from the like the gas station.
Oh.
I'm like, who? What?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Mm-hmm. I don't get it. Also, I think hard-boiled eggs smell. It's a smell that makes me want to start running again. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how bad I hate it. And I'm like, no. Like, I feel like it just smells like a fart that, like kind of, you know, that has, like, hints of vinegar in it. Mm-hmm. You know? Just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the appeal.
Vinegar farts.
No. Okay, so we're now at the stand... Every time. I have been, as we have been recording this episode, I have been saying Stanzone falls. And I'm like, every time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we are. We're finally at Sandstone Falls.
There you go.
And there is a parking area there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the largest of parking areas.
It's like a two-tiered area.
Yeah, there's sort of like an area over to the right.
And the tiers
to the
are
left.
Very like, they're not too much higher or lower from one another.
No.
There's a big bathroom area there.
There is.
Yeah.
And naturally, I made use of this immediately when
surprise,
we arrived.
Surprise.
This area of Sandstone Falls is created by a bunch of small islands along the New River. And they're even visible as we were driving to this area. There are a few islands sitting in the middle of the New River that are totally on their own. Obviously, I'm sure people could get out there to them in some kind of, you know, watercraft. But New River Gorge had added ways for people to actually access these islands that are near Sandstone Falls.
Yeah.
Mostly via wooden boardwalks.
Yes. And this also allowed for people to get out to the falls themselves without having a lot of structure to be built, like that would be needing to withstand the power of the water. Like,
right.
This is their pathway to the falls, essentially. So yes, this is like a very large boardwalk section. We also know there's a little bit of a loop trail that you can take from off the boardwalk that will loop you around back to the boardwalk. And you can do that pretty much right after you start on these boardwalks. Or you can go out to the falls, come back, and then jump on that little trail there, which is something we had earmarked for ourselves to do. But this is just like a lovely, wide, lovely little trail to experience the falls and the sounds of the falls. So after crossing the footbridge, we walk up a little ways on the boardwalk, and to the right, there is a bench area. It's not that far along from the starting point. And it's an area where we can take in some of the sounds and the sights of the river.
this was definitely a moment of just calm and reflection.
Oh, yeah. Say. Yeah, totally.
And then we all sort of, the four of us said, okay, let's see what else is around.
Yeah.
And so we continued to follow the boardwalk.
Now, not too far off to the left after this bench area was the fork or the jump off for the trail that we could have taken.
The trail was called the Island Loop Trail, and that was something that we did do a little bit later. As we walk forward, there is trees growing up on either side of the boardwalk. It's green. Sometimes it's more like, you know, swampy grass, and that you can sort of see over it into the distance a little bit. But the sound of the falls is on all sides.
Yes. It's not deafening, but it's loud.
It's loud, and it sort of is just a constant kind of white noise rush.
Walking the boardwalk is a very serpentine adventure because the boardwalk kind of will list one way and then the other. There are a few spots for you that are sort of like pull-offs that you can kind of like step off of the boardwalk on the boardwalk itself and just kind of look out into the nature that's there. There are some interpretive signs also.
We stopped and read a lot of the interpretive signs, and a lot of it was mostly about the nature that is viewable here, the history of this area, about the falls themselves, the science of the falls.
There is a bigger bridge as we're walking that then takes us over into the area that becomes closer to the falls, and it's a footbridge. It's tall.
Tall. Yeah. It's a beautiful bridge. And the water is probably, I don't know, 25 feet below the bridge.
Sure, yeah.
Not far.
Not far.
But it is a well-constructed footbridge.
And it's sort of like a rushing estuary below us because it's almost like this part of the river diverts into a stream that comes around this part of the island to then rejoin the larger part of the river. I just remember there being some rockier sections right below. And just the water was just rushing and very loud there. This sort of brings us to that last kind of larger island that is essentially where we're going to get out to the falls.
And closest to the falls.
This is also where prior to there was kind of railing on the boardwalk all the way. And the railing sort of disappears here. And this sort of becomes an area where you could get off of the trail at certain points. There's a beach that we happened upon that's further up and to the left that you can actually, there's stairs for you to get down on. So there is some exploring that one could do here. And we actually ended up doing a lot of that exploring.
Over to the right, we clock that, oh, we can get off trail here, off the boardwalk and sort of walk through and meander around. And we do. It's a little bit wet and a little bit marshy, but there are, you know, dry patches along this. This is definitely, I'm glad we all had our boots on in this moment, but we get off and, you know, there's a, as we make our way through these, I'm going to call them open woody area because it's, we can see through the trees and we can see that there's a section of the falls not too far away and we can get a little bit closer to it. And they're definitely, I mean, I would definitely say there's like beavers at work here sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There are some dams built by some beavers and we didn't see any beavers while we were there, unfortunately, because I do love them. But we were able to make our way out to a few different...
like vantage points, essentially.
To see the falls a little more up close. We're still a decent amount away. It's definitely a little bit closer and it's a little more off trail here and a little more
scrambly, climby kind of.
Yes. Yeah. And it was fun.
It was.
So we did that for a few minutes. Tino, who was with us, is a photographer, great photographer, and he was taking a lot of photos of all of the different wildlife. He also took some photos of all of us. It was definitely a moment of like, let's get it. He was really vibing with the light that was happening in that area at the time.
Yes.
We make our way back over to the boardwalk from this sort of section off to the right. There's not much else to go because we have reached the terminal point of the boardwalk. And that is around this rock. Mm-hmm. There's this rock that actually people were climbing yep. on. I believe Brian
was up there. I went up there too.
Brian and Shay even got up there a little bit. And there's this big rock. And from up there, what could you see?
You got a great vantage of the falls. So you obviously, like Dusty said, this rock is sort of the terminal point. You round it and there's a very big deck viewing area that has a bench that you could stand on to see the falls from. But from the rock, you get a really cool view. Now, again, use caution. Use your best judgment. Don't climb that if you think it's not something that's within you that day. It's not tall, but you could definitely hurt yourself for sure. Yeah. Brian and Shay were up there, which was really funny. So I was like, all right, I'm going to take a look and see what I can see. And I thought it was a really lovely view of the falls. But you do get a great vantage from the deck. And we all, once we had kind of come down from the rock and come off of the little off trail, all made our way out onto that deck area to see the falls.
When we returned here in the fall of 2021, we did all of these same things with Brad and Grandma Joy and Jess and Evan Williams. And it was a really special moment to sort of all get to stand there at the terminal point of this boardwalk on this deck and really look out and see those falls while surrounded by all of the fall foliage.
I really enjoyed this time out there with Brad and Grandma Joy. We got to just really experience so much with them that was so beautiful. There was a point where you and Brad and Jess were either still at the falls or you had kind of like gone onto that beachy area. And I just sat with Grandma Joy on a log and she was just like, I'm so glad that you guys came. And it just melted my damn heart. My Grinch heart grew 3 times as large. It was a really nice, simple trail to be able to do with them and a very iconic part of the park. And I think that was such a special experience to be able to have in that moment with the three of them, but especially with Grandma Joy. And with that, let's take our next break.
Hey everybody, we are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon Travel Guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon Travel Guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon Travel Guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage.
Chaotic Day.
Chaotic Day.
Mm-hmm.
Audic is her middle name.
No, it's her hyphenated last name. Audic Day.
Oh, Audic Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Audic Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She was just chaotic. And then she...
She married a day.
She married someone with the last name of Day. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want them to take each other's last names. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if their partner could be like Dayotic. Is their last name. Like they flipped it around.
Mm.
Right? I mean, Audic Day could work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but I don't know what their name is yet.
Okay. It'll come to you.
Who is Chaotic Day?
She is a frazzled queen. Frazzled queen.
She's had a lot going on this day.
There's so much happening.
Mm-hmm.
She, I feel like an 80s businesswoman with like a pencil like skirt outfit, but everything is askew. Like her glasses are askew, her hair is askew, there's pencils and pens
going
in and out of her hair.
Yeah,
like there's lipstick on her like there's just like lots of things are happening. And
yes,
there's like paper. She just carries a stack of books that are just paper.
It's
is
just
constantly
paper.
Falling out, and it's the flyer for her next show is the paper.
Oh, I love that. I love
and,
that.
It actually, the nice thing about it too is she's also very environmentally conscious. So if it doesn't get picked up, it actually has seeds in it. So it'll just sprout wildflowers.
It'll just sprout.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that. it's seeded paper.
Seeded paper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I feel like she lip syncs to the song Manic Monday.
yep. Yes.
Uh-huh. I feel like that's her, mm-hmm. her vibe,
mm-hmm.
right? She could do a whole number to Manic Monday where she's like, you know, she's frazzled and she's going through all the different things that she gets to. But then at the very end, she is able to like transform into like her like going out on the town
mm-hmm.
look.
Mm-hmm.
And she's let her hair down and now she's mm-hmm. like... She's
a gloved outfit.
She is right. She's ready to
she's
for
ready.
A night out on the town.
She is. Yeah, no, I feel like that's a great transition. She needs that sort of, because I feel like with a chaotic day, you need to have a beautiful evening at the end of it.
That's
you know?
Right.
Yeah. So yeah. I feel like that.
And
is,
there's also beauty in chaos.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's sort of her way of getting to it is mm-hmm. like, just because my day has gone this way doesn't mean I can't get to this moment
mm-hmm.
where I feel free and feel like I'm me, you
yeah.
know?
I feel like she borrows a lot of inspiration from, is her last name Lindsay? Is it Rose Lindsay from Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead? Whoever
oh,
Sue Ellen's boss is.
Yes.
Like, I feel like her
Rose.
Fashion sense comes from her.
Totally.
Yeah.
Especially that, like, hair mm-hmm. that's sort of bobbed but it's got the like the curled mm-hmm. like bang up at the top
mm-hmm.
I say bang but it's the flip over everybody
yeah.
knows what I'm talking about
yeah.
right it's like flipped over and comes to the side. Oh my god, that was such a big thing in the
mm-hmm.
80s
mm-hmm. and her merch her actually all of all of her flyers are her merch and it says QED report now on the top.
QED report now
mm-hmm.
right
exactly.
Oh god, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thaddeus and gentle them,
welcome to the stage. Chaotic day.
Also, let us know, everybody. Send us an email if you want Mike to create a coffee table book of all of these queens where he sketches them and brings them to life.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a sort of description over
mm-hmm.
on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we would call that book. Queens from the Trail.
I don't know.
Queens.
There's workshopping to be done.
Where there's workshopping to be done. Let us know if you'd be interested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we now are in the final section of our time here at Sandstone Falls,
mm-hmm.
and that was the Island Loop Trail.
Right. Now, this is something that we only did with Brian and Tino. This was a little bit more, I hate to say rugged, but when you're saying boardwalk, it was more rugged than the boardwalk.
Exactly.
You know?
This is more rugged than mm-hmm. the boardwalk. The Island Loop Trail is always recommended when going to the Sandstone Falls mm-hmm. Trail by all of the sites and also the park rangers, I think, also mentioned it. It is a short half-mile loop.
Mm-hmm.
So if looking for a small thing to do, this is a great choice.
Yeah, it's a great
I think
add-on.
It's a great choice because it's mostly flat the whole time. If you want a little bit of like ruggedness, getting out on the trails for a little bit and then you're like, okay, I'm done. This is all I want. Or say you have a giant family that wants a trail experience, but
yeah.
you don't want to be out there all day long.
Yeah.
I would say this is a great thing to do.
Yeah, especially you're all the way out here. It takes a while to get out here.
It does.
Spend the time at Sandstone Falls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's yeah. like, it's enough to do like a little bit of a loop. It probably won't take that long.
Mm-mm.
You know, like when we went out with Brad and Grandma Joy, we only did the boardwalks and we didn't do this island loop. And the boardwalks are awesome to do just by yourself.
Oh, totally.
I mean, just by themselves.
Yeah, totally. And again, like we said too, there's also all those off-trail opportunities that are right there that are available. So something to definitely kind of consider too in the grand scheme of all of this. But we ended up, like I said earlier, you could get on the trail right when you started
right
on the boardwalks.
Yeah, right when we started.
Or there was sort of a little further away from the falls, there was the other entrance point onto this trail.
So we decided to enter the Island Loop Trail here at the further entrance.
Yes.
Which most of the time people would go in the other direction, but we went in this direction.
Right.
And honestly, and you can go in either direction.
Yeah. It's also to be noted, I would say that this was the both times that we were there, not crowded, and I'm talking about the whole Sandstone Falls area, but busy. Like there were people about. There weren't too many people when we were on this little islands trail though. I think it was just us.
It was just us on the Island Loop Trail.
Or the Island Loop Trail.
When we started, it took us off of the boardwalk and onto a dirt path through the woods.
Right.
And the woods were, at the very start of this trail, it was like woody and bushy, and there was a lot of skinny trees around.
Right. There wasn't, again, we are very, very early in the season. We're just starting to see some green on things. We're just starting to see shoots of leaves come onto branches. It's very, very dappled with color, but nothing is so strong. It's very brown, especially because when we're on the trail, we're not the closest to the river right when we start, but we do eventually jog up much closer to the river, and you definitely get some really lovely sound there again.
Mike and Brian had sort of walked a little bit ahead, not a uncommon thing to happen. And Tino and I were sort of behind, and I was in the back because I had stopped because I was so enamored by this very sudden sound of lots of birds. We're currently walking on the Island Loop Trail, and there are so many birds talking to each other right now. In the distance, through the trees, these are a lot of really skinny trees that don't have any green on them right now. It's sort of a brown forest. You can see birds, this literal flock of small blackbirds are on the forest floor, and they're like tossing leaves out of their way to look for, I'm probably food. So if I had to pinpoint it, I think this is the moment for me. This is the start of my origin story as a birder. It did feel like a sort of haven for tons of different birds here in this Island Loop Trail, right before we got to like the edge of the river. The birds that had shown up over to the left were not the only ones. There were a whole bunch to the right, and then there were a whole bunch more to the left, and then it was just lots of groups of birds around. So this is quickly, it became a great trail for birding.
Yeah.
I, however, wasn't birding at the time, but now if I were to go back, I would definitely go back to this trail specifically to look at the birds.
Yeah. The trail is a little rockier along the river. I just remember it like kind of being a little bit more rugged here. I was walking with Brian and Shay, and Shay was living his best life. He was way ahead of all of us because they had like a runner leash, but obviously within range for Brian to keep control of him. This section along the river isn't that incredibly long. Before you sort of jut back in, again, Dusty said it's a half mile trail, so it's not a long ways by any means. When we make this turn, everything is so much greener here.
Yes.
It just, all of a sudden, it just must be because it's like shielded somehow or sunnier, but there's a lot more moss on the ground. There just seems to be more green things coming up, shoots of plants from the ground, different sort of flowers that haven't fully bloomed yet, but look like they're going to, you know, be there, like bulbs of things that are coming up. It just felt so much more greener, but also a little swampier, marshier over here. So maybe that was the reason why it was greener.
Yeah, it was swampier. It was mossier, but it wasn't as wet. There was no time where I felt like we were walking through mud.
No, but we did get to eventually a section where there was kind of standing water to our right. This was sort of as we were getting closer towards the end of the little loop that we were on. And so that did feel like, oh, clearly this is a section where either rainwater or water that has washed in when the river was higher is now trapped. So I think it probably was feeding all of that part of the forest there, because that was even green. I felt like it was algae kind of covered.
It was.
Yeah.
It reminded me a little bit, and I turned to you and I said, this reminds me a little bit right now, this stretch of Skudik Peninsula in Acadia.
Mm-hmm.
It, just that one trail we did there, that was so lush and mossy, and the forest floor felt spring. It was a little magic forest.
Yeah. Little magic forest.
A little magic forest. Mm-hmm. And so that is what it felt like here toward the end of that.
Yeah. This eventually takes us back to the starting point of the boardwalk, basically right at the bridge where we started from the parking lot. When we get back to this area, we end up walking like around the banks of the river right there. So we kind of jut off to the left, kind of back towards the road, and just enjoy the sounds of the river there. I think there were some picnic tables and things like that. We got Shay some water. We all, I think, took a minute to take a break and snack and kind of enjoy the sun, because the sun had sort of broken through, especially the day prior was kind of gloomy and rainy, and this felt nice and warm, and it was really just nice to be in such a peaceful setting with such lovely people.
And from there, we packed up the car and headed over to our next adventure, which was a longer trail in this area called the Big Branch Trail. All right, let's put the Island Loop Trail on the Karen Stone scale. Are we ready? Because I think we have the same vote. In 3, 2, and...
2.
Oh, really? Were you going to say 2? I was going to say 1.
Well, we don't typically rate that low.
I know, but it's technically a trail. I would... Yeah, we don't know, but I'm going with 1.
Okay.
I'm going with 1.
I think based off of...
It's a flat walk.
Boardwalk versus that, I'd say it's a 2. If you're comparing
a boardwalk, I would consider it a 1, because it's not hard.
No, so that's why
it's wheelchair accessible.
That's why I say a 2 for that. But that's okay. Fine. We can have a difference of opinions. We often do.
Yeah, I think I'm sticking with 1 for the island loop.
Great.
So that's a 3 out of 20 on the Karen Stone scale for the Island Loop Trail, Sandstone Falls, and New River Gorge.
And a 2 out of 20 for the boardwalk.
Right.
Exactly. Nothing much. And now, let's end this episode how we end all of our episodes, with some Jeopardy-style trivia.
With some dragging of one another.
Mm-hmm. Scalding.
All right, let's get started. Mike, do you want to start us off with your category?
I will.
Great.
My category is called Getting Stoned with Compound Words.
Oh,
so,
great.
So, Sandstone Falls is sandstone is a compound word.
Sandstone.
Sandstone.
Two words that become one.
So in this game, I'm going to try to get you to guess the first part of a compound word.
Okay.
Stone will always be the end of it. Just ignore stone for right now, though.
Okay.
It's going to act like in this way. I'm going to give you 3 words that are going to be able to complete and create a compound word. You have to guess the ending word. We've done this in our trivia
book.
For example,
yes.
Sub, mid, and any. And it's going to be at the end of it. What's the word that would complete that? Sub, mid, and any.
Way.
That's right.
Subway, midway, anyway.
All right. So I'm going to try to get you to guess a word. I'll tell you whether it's the before word or the after word that's going to create a compound. And then that compound word makes that compound, will also make the compound with the word stone to create a new word too.
Oh.
So it's sort of like a doubler.
Great.
Okay. The word is going to come after.
The word I'm guessing is going to come after.
Right. And there are some times where there's phrases in it as well.
That's
to help you. So sailor, honey, and over the.
What is moon?
That's correct. So sailor moon, honeymoon, and over the moon. So
welcome to the stage, honeymoon.
Honeymoon.
the house of moon.
And so if you combine moon with...
Moonstone.
There you go. Moonstone. So this is how it works.
Or a stone moon.
Or a stone moon. All right. Great. For 200. And this is also coming after as well.
Great.
Okay. Live, water, and after. I have a fourth clue, but I don't think you'll like it. Live, water, after, breach.
Birth.
That's right. Live birth, water birth, after birth, breach birth. And that gives us birth.
Stone birth.
Birthstone.
Birth of stone.
Birth of stone. Great.
Great.
For 300, the word will come before these.
Okay.
So on top, picking, and pie.
Love. Love on top. If I didn't say that, then...
Where did the Beyonce fans go?
The queers would come for me.
Right.
The queers. Our fellow queers would come for me.
Mm-hmm. On top, picking, and pie.
Apple.
Mm-mm.
Apple picking and apple pie is the thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, maybe apple on top is like a thing I didn't... I didn't know.
Would you like me to give you the first letter of
yes.
the word? C. On top, picking, and pie.
I don't know.
What is cherry? Cherry on top, cherry picking, cherry pie.
I got it now.
And that makes cherry stone.
Stone cherries.
Stone cherries. All right. This word comes after.
I didn't know that cherry stone was the thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
This right. word comes after. Cease, ring of, and open.
Cease.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm only thinking ring of keys.
Mm-mm. Starts with an F. It's coming after.
Yeah.
After cease, after ring of, and after open. Cease and open are actually very closely related when you think
open
about it.
Open face, open format. I don't know.
What's fire? Open fire,
cease fire,
cease fire, ring of fire.
Got it. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And this one comes before. The word comes before. Making, bar, dispenser.
Candy?
No.
But I would
it could
argue
work.
That that would,
it could work.
Work.
No.
Stone, it, candy stone. Candy, welcome to the stage, candy stone.
Candy stone.
Right. And now she has a theme song.
Your love so sweet.
Sweet to me.
Candy. All right.
Candy stone.
No, starts with an S. Making, bar, and dispenser.
And it's coming before.
And it's coming before.
Star.
No.
I don't know.
What is soap? Soap bar. Soap making, soap dispenser.
Ah.
And that's getting stoned with compound words.
Got it.
Or phrases.
Okay, so we didn't write the same category. However, mine is also a word play
Great.
Category.
I love word play.
So it's inspired by each of the words sand, stone, and fall
okay.
because... These are all words that are considered noun-verb homonyms.
Mm.
A noun-verb homonym is, a homonym is a word that sounds the same but means two different things. Sometimes they could mean both nouns, or sometimes they could mean a noun and a verb. And in this case, they
sure.
mean all noun-verbs, right? Like
Great.
Sand could mean...
Yeah, the sand that's gritty that you walk on, or to sand a table.
Exactly. Yeah. Stone
could
can
be a thing, or you could, murder someone with it.
Or you could stone your tights.
Right.
Right. Did you stone those tights yourself? Right? Or fall, which could describe...
A trip, or...
A trip, or
a
someone...
A flowing body of water.
Or someone dying. Right, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So...
A demise.
A demise. Okay, so all of these, I'm going to tell you the definitions in the verb and the noun form, and you just have to identify the homonym.
Oh, okay, great.
So for 100, in its verb form, it means to leave all alone. And in its noun form, it means a barren, often sandy ecosystem that is very dry.
What is desert or desert?
Correct.
Yeah.
Great. For 200, in its verb form, it means to miss something upon reviewing. But in its noun form, it means a place perched above that would give you a sweeping, almost bird's eye view of an area.
What is nest?
Oh, incorrect. What is overlook?
Overlook. Okay. There we go. Yeah.
For 300, in its noun form, it means a method or sequence of steps by which to do something. But in its verb form, it means a walk or a march in an official way, perhaps inside of a ceremony.
What is process and process?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Or process.
Process.
Right.
Process that walk, says.
Exactly. For 400. In its verb form, it means to remember. And in its noun form, it can be the official removing of something, perhaps mass-produced. Oftentimes occurring in the automobile industry.
Oh, what is recall and recall?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And finally, for 500, in its verb form, it means to outright reject the doing of an action that one may be asked to perform. But in its noun form, it means the worthless and useless part of something, trash or garbage.
What is refuse and refuse?
Correct.
Word games.
Word games. This has been Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast, and we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks was created and is hosted by us,
Dustin Ballard
and Michael Ryan.
To see images from this episode, follow our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks. To contact us, email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com. And to find out more about the parks visited on this show, visit our website, gazeatthenationalparks.com. That's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
All original artwork featured on Instagram, on our website, and in the Gaze Shop is by me, Michael Ryan.
All original music was written by Dave Seaman and performed by Dave Seaman, Mariella Klinger, and Sean Sklios. Our music producer is Skylar Fortgang. This episode was edited by me, Dustin Ballard.
We would also like to acknowledge that while recording this episode, that we are on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lenape people, also known as Ocean County, New Jersey.